You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr.
All upset, pardon me, can't help but fret, I've paced the floor all the day. Since the dawn, I've phoned around, since the dawn, I've combed this town, has anyone seen my baby? She left me this morning without any warning, the panic is on. Crazy about her, I'm crazy without her, the panic is on. Why did she grieve me, why did she leave me so blue and forlorn? Up in the air now, tearing my hair now, frantic when the panic is on. Why did she? What is the reason? I don't know. Maybe she was only teasing, I hope so. Oh, oh, the river's nearby, if she isn't here by tomorrow at dawn. Guess that I'll jump in, I've got to do something, frantic and the panic is on, yeah. What is the reason? I don't know. Maybe she was only teasing, I hope so. Oh, oh, river's nearby, if she isn't here by tomorrow at dawn. I guess that I'll jump in, I've got to do something. Frantic, frantic, and the panic is on.
Marty Gross and Hot Winds, and there are some hot winds. There's Dan Block in there, and I guess there's one of them. I don't know. I never look at the personnels. I know Vince Giordano is there also on his string bass, backing up the Panic is On. And if you were panicking, then shame on you. There's no reason to panic. That was that's another Thomas Waller song from 08. Recorded in 08 by Marty Gross, and he's on the, he plays the, you know, guitar and banjo and stuff, and he's very good, and that's on Arbors, if you want to get that. By the way, Vince Giordano, it ought to be mentioned, that Vince always plays at Sophia's Restaurant Monday and Tuesday night, 8 p.m. till 11, and it's the best entertainment bargain in New York, unless you want to watch somebody having a fit on the sidewalk, which is free. But if you want real entertainment, go into Sophia's, and then you can really enjoy some great music for 3 hours. And it's a minimal cover charge and not much admission. For $30, you can have a wonderful time. And for $30 in New York, you can't even get arrested. Although maybe you could. I don't know. Have you tried? But if you want to go to New York and have a great time, go to the Hotel Edison, Sophia's Restaurant, down in the basement. I think it's the Electric Tuba. You'll follow that in, and you'll enjoy yourself immensely. I guarantee it. We're going to proceed now on a total change of pace here. Victor Concert Orchestra in 1916. And here's part two. I might want to play this more recently, but I'm playing the other side of that. Pinafore Selections, part two. And if you're at sixes and sevens, you know what I mean.
Thank you.
Frank Westfall and his orchestra on Columbia, 1924, Home in Pasadena. And they have some shaking there occasionally. They feel it. It's not good. If you're living in that section, you know, what would happen here on the East Coast is nothing at all. In fact, as far as I'm concerned, it was nothing at all. Joseph Samuels and his orchestra. Before that, Virginia Blues, in reference to the epicenter, such as it was, 1922. And somewhat jazzy there. Victor Concert Orchestra, Pinafore, for no particular reason except I like Gilbert and Sullivan, and I like to play it occasionally. Get away with it here. That was a 1916 recording. Yes. And this is Radiola, and generally speaking, if I like something, it gets played on the show. And I'll make it fit, too. I really will. I don't have to use a shoehorn. It fits. And I'm Andy Sr., and I'm the decider of such material. The Fleetwood Orchestra, and that's actually Ben Burney and his probably Hotel Roosevelt group by then, Arthur Fields on the vocal, on Vocalion in 1926. And I don't know who this girl is, but somebody ought to give her a call. The Lonesomest Girl in Town. Thank you.
just a gay little Spanish dancer. When you dance my way, little Spanish dancer, what bliss from the moment I met you. One kiss and I cannot forget you. Back in old Seville, little Spanish dancer, in my dreams I'm still waiting for your answer. All the time you were mine, I thought love was coming to stay. Then you danced away, little Spanish
Havana Novelty Orchestra again, and I don't think I have any more of those, so you're off the hook for now. That was Paul Small, and that, of course, was a New York studio group recording for Victor, and that's Little Spanish Dancer in 1930, and I don't think she's the lonesomest gal in town. I think she's always catching people in her castanets, and so be it. Before that, Clifford Hayes, Louisville Stompers, 1927 Blue Guitar Stomp, and I think that's off the original Victor issue. Imagine that. Before that, Fleetwood, the Fleetwood Orchestra, not referring to a Cadillac, but it's Ben Burney and Arthur Fields, the lonesomest girl in town. And, try to cheer her up. I think she'd appreciate it. That's from 1926. This is Radiola, and occasionally we're the lonesomest show in town, but we try not to show that. And I'm Andy Sr., and I'm alone, but I'm not lonely. I do what I can here. And usually if I'm by myself, I find something to do, but that's life. You're going to pick up a book and read it, for God's sake. Here's Nick Lucas in 1928, for old time's sake, and I think I'm not sure if he wrote this, or if I'm just imagining that he did, but it sounds very good, and it's just Nick and his wonderful guitar on Brunswick.
Thank you. suffered more, for I lost you. So hold me near and kiss me dear, for all I'm saying.
Oh, what a fool I was to ever part from that old gal of mine. When I was blue, she used to soothe my heart with rays of golden sunshine. What a difference since she's gone away. Life don't seem the same. If she'd only take me back, I'd take all the blame. Maybe she's lonesome, maybe she's glad, even unhappy, she may be sad. Maybe, who knows? Maybe she's living happy and well. Maybe she's loving someone instead. Maybe, who knows? While I'm just sighing, my heart, my broken heart, morning, dawning, brings no change but sorrow. Maybe she needs me, maybe she's blue, maybe she loved me more than I knew. Maybe, who
do 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 for the dun, the dun, wong.
Victor Young and his orchestra, the Boswell Sisters, on the vocal, and that's a good one on Brunswick originally, and I don't know if it was on some compilation or other. Sing a Little Jingle, 1931, and sometimes a little jingle is all you got if you're expecting an earthquake, and not even in your pockets. That would be nice. Before that, Gene Austin, perhaps referring to seismic activity up here. Maybe, who knows? Yes. Who knows indeed? That was from 1929, beginning with Nick Lucas, 1928, For Old Time's Sake. Yes, this is Radiola, and we do everything for old time's sake, because you're not going to hear much hip-hop on this show, or if you do, it will not be hip-hop. It'll be something like Calypso, in fact. And I'm Andy Sr., and I don't mind playing this occasionally. So let's listen to some Calypso, and I just was in the mood for this. And let's not even get into what this is saying, but let's just play it and listen to it. Attila the Hun, yes, in 1938, The Horrors of War.
I heard an ex-soldier exclaim, never me go to fight again. I heard an ex-soldier exclaim, never me go to fight again. Why should I take a rifle in hand to shoot and murder my brother man? In fact, why did you should I go to war when I don't know what the devil are fighting for? War, I had to tell this ex-soldier, was the work of politicians, I feared. And I went on to describe 1914 and the horrible things I had seen, when the flower of the manhood of the nation, with music, songs and jubilation, went to the front of pride, brave and came, not knowing millions would not come back again. I turned to the other side of the picture, which is even more revolting, I fear. With a broken-hearted mother, bowed down and gray, all she can do for her boy is pray. The sweetheart and sister with tortured brain, reading the names of those in battle slain. And tell me, why the deuce should I go to war when I don't know what the devil are fighting for? The object of this song is an exhortation addressed to the rising generation. Fighting is surely humanity's bane, so from this barbarism abstain. Put science and literature to the fore, and definitely ban the red god of war. For it's the only way that the world would be decidedly safe for democracy.
Bamboo calendar.
Hooray, hoorah!
Hooray, hoorah, Peter Aja.
Hooray, hoorah!
Dee-dee-dee-dat, dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee- Double, triple trouble and real tribulation.
Hooray, hooray.
He was a demon and a genius and a master stick player.
Hooray, hooray.
Murder in the zoo and the bombs have cut out.
Hooray, hooray.
Master stick player, devil defender.
Hooray, hooray.
Murder and riot with his bamboo calendar.
Hooray, hooray.
Ah, daddy, 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 daddy.
Hooray, hooray.
Daddy, daddy, daddy.
Hooray, hooray.
Matilda, what it is at all? Matilda, she takes my money and run Venezuela. Everybody.
Matilda.
Loss or loss.
Matilda.
What is it at all?
Matilda, she takes my money and run Venezuela.
It really hurt me, friend, but what to do? Now listen to the woman drop the broom. Murder water. Matilda, she takes my money and run Venezuela. Never me friend to love again. Now listen to me money gone in vain. Oh Lord, it is Matilda that take me money and gone Venezuela.
Matilda,
say it out, boys.
Matilda,
I've got a fall.
Matilda, take me money and run Venezuela.
$5,000, friends are lost. The woman himself make cat and horse. Oh Lord, Matilda, she take me money and gone Venezuela. My money was to buy a house and land. Now listen now, she draft a serious plan. Fire, water, Matilda, she take me money and gone Venezuela. Everybody.
Matilda.
Get it out, boys.
Matilda.
I get a fall.
Matilda, she take me money and run Venezuela.
My money was quite inside the bed. Took up in the mattress right below my head. Oh, lost it is Matilda that take me money and gone Venezuela. Thank you. feel a jumbie shove me head. He said, boy, no money inside the bed. Well, lost a loss is Matilda. She take your money and gone Venezuela. Everybody.
Matilda.
Get it out, boys.
Matilda.
I get a fall.
Well, Matilda, she take me money and run Venezuela.
When I took my hand, was all in vain. Right on the spot, I got this here spin. Motor, water, Matilda. She take me money and gone Venezuela. Everybody.
Matilda.
Da 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 da.
Matilda.
Ba 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 ba.
Matilda, she take me money and she gone Venezuela.
Everybody.
King Radio, 1939, a Calypso chestnut, but he apparently recorded it first. Matilda, yes, one of your, yes. I like the Alan Sherman parody where she run with the tailor, but that was My Zelda, I believe. But Matilda, she run Venezuela, and that's, I guess that's where you, that's pretty close to Trinidad. Before that, The Lion, Hooray, Hoorah, that's very interesting stuff from 1939. And I guess if you have a cause to cheer, and we have a little bit. Yeah, we're doing better here, a lot better. But a lot of things are better, you have to say that. And Attila Hun, The Horrors of War, 1938. And, well, food for thought. You don't have to think if you don't want to. Nobody's asking. I'm Andy Sr. And I haven't had a thought in years, so don't ask me. And this is Radiola. Which has, you know, might have some thought behind it, but it's way behind it. Here's Eddie Duchin and his orchestra, Pete Woolery on the vocal, and Pete was a vocalist for many years. He recorded even under his own name on Columbia in the 20s, but here he is in 1936 with Welcome Stranger.
The Colosseum, you're the top, you're the Louvre Museum, you're a melody from a symphony by Strauss, you're a Bendel bonnet, a Shakespeare sonnet, you're Mickey Mouse, you're the Nile, you're the Tower of Pisa, you're the smile on the Mona Lisa. I'm a worthless chair, a total wreck, a flop. But if they be on the bottom, you're the top.
You're the top. You're Mahatma Gandhi. You're the top. You're Napoleon Brandy. You're the purple light of a summer night in Spain. You're the National Gallery. You're Garbo Sally. You're cellophane. You're sublime. You're a turkey dinner. You're the time of the Derby winner. I'm a toy balloon that is fated soon to pop. But if baby, I'm the bottom, you're the top.
Paul Whiteman and his orchestra in 1934, Peggy Healy and John Hauser on the vocal. Cole Porter, you're the top. Yes. And Eddie Duchin and his orchestra, Pete Woolery on the vocal. Welcome, Stranger, 1936. And I believe that was Johnny Mercer. I'd have to look at the label again, but it's back in the stack, so I'm not going to make the effort. Maybe next week. I'll dig it up. And this is Radio, and I want to thank you. I want to thank you for listening to this for however long you've been listening. I'm Andy Senior, and I do enjoy bringing this somewhere each week, and with any luck to your loudspeakers or headphones. Yes. And we're going to finish up with Jan Garber and his orchestra in 1926, Jack Gifford. And before I say that, this is Take In the Sun, Hang Out the Moon. Before this, remember, on the 11th of this coming month, at the Rum Capital Theater, there will be Di Lombardo, and Jan imitated him a bit, and later on, the Guy Lombardo Orchestra. And before that, you might get to see me in an interesting suit, which I've just bought, as I play the organ and introduce the band. And then I promise you I'll shut up. And I'm going to shut up right now. Here's Jan Garber.
go traveling back once more to a place I'm always longing for. Oh, won't you take in the sun, shine out the moon, and rock me in a cradle of a dream?